flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
All right, some more news. Now, we talked about the Pro Far news earlier going to the Braves, how that may affect the Astros. This, I want to say again, this is not official, and we will get to the Bobby Slowick, does he deserve to be fired, conversation. But it looks like an Astros great could be on the move, and that is Ryan Pressly. According to Bob Nightingale and others, Ryan Pressly is close to being acquired by the Chicago Cubs. And that would be the second time and second deal the Astros have made with the Cubs. Obviously, another Astros great player in Kyle Tucker was traded to the Cubs. This would be the next one, Ryan Pressly. It is not official yet. Tyler will come in with the breaking news to let you know about that. But I'd be intrigued to see what it is that comes back their way. Is it more prospects? I wonder how much could come back their way with his drop in production over the last year and with his contract. So it looks like Ryan Pressly will be on the move. From a baseball perspective, you know, to me, it felt like he was kind of losing a little steam, and you got Abreu and you got Hader at the back end, but so you understand that. But it is still a deal of damn. There's Ryan Pressly, a guy who had an argument to be the World Series MVP in the last one you won, as he was closing things down, and you knew for years there, Clint Tyler, he was money when he came in the game to shut it down. So it could be the end of Ryan Pressly.
Well, look, at one point, from a postseason perspective, he was the best closer in the game. And so, I mean, you're talking about a guy that when he was at his best was one of, if not the best, when it mattered the most. And definitely a huge part of what went on with the Astros. But to your point, when you got Abreu sitting there and obviously a lot cheaper, I mean, I don't know how you don't move one of these guys, and Pressly just happens to be the odd man out, and of late hasn't been as good as he was a couple years back.
No, I have an update here for y'all. All right. No, nothing official, so don't freak out. But this very conversation, this is an important piece just coming out from Chandler Rome, who of course covers this Astro squad very closely. Did you already cover this?
No.
Chandler Rome says Houston Astros setup man Ryan Pressly has not waived his no-trade clause. Sources tell The Athletic and Chandler Rome. Teams have checked in, but he has not, all caps, waived his no-trade clause. He is a member of the Astros for now.
All right, that's a big key. He does have a no-trade. So, Clint, he very well may just say, to hell with it, I want to be here. Like I don't want to leave Houston to go to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's not it, right?
Yeah,
man. I mean, he does
hold some cards.
Well, them damn no trade clauses in these contracts make a world of difference, man. And him being able to, he holds all the cards in a sense of directing where he wants to go if they want to move him. So, look, we'll see. I was not as down on Ryan Pressly as most people were last year. I understand he struggled, obviously. Don't get me wrong. I had no confidence when he was on the bump. But, I think I like the guy being part of the team. I like the guy coming out of the pen. And I wouldn't hate it if he were still here, but I would understand if one of those three have to go. I would imagine it's him.
Yeah, that's a big part of that. We'll keep you updated and keep our eye on that situation. Someone just texted in. I'm guessing the gold medal got delayed because Tyler had to switch to show. We are going to get to that, and Tyler, I do want to get to that. But first, can we go to this thought? We heard what Jonathan Alexander had to say. If you missed that, he was on with us at 2:40. You can catch that as he had in-depth conversation with players, coaches, front office members, guys, and people a part of the Texans organization. He said the three big reasons that he's hearing from inside the building of why there was such struggles with the offense was, one, the injuries, the guys that they refer to as the big five in Nico, Steph, Tank, Joe Mixon, and Dalton Schultz only played two games together. So injuries, they talked about offensive line and stuff like that as a factor. Also just flat out execution from players and including the coaching staff as well, executing the offense. And then thirdly, just how bad the offensive line struggled throughout the year. Those were the big things. And I'm looking at this, and as I said, you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well, if you so please. Does Bobby Slowik deserve to be fired after his 2 years here? Year one, 342 yards per game, 22 points per game, 97 rushing yards per game, and 244 in terms of passing yards. C.J. Stroud was number one game-to-game basis in the NFL in passing yards per game. This year goes and drops from 342 to 319 total yards per game. And 22.2 drops to 22 points per game, so not a huge drop there. It does, the rush yards do go up with Mixon from 97 to 112, but the passing yards really drop off per game, 244 to 207. Do you believe it is in a situation based off some of the stuff we're hearing reported from Jonathan Alexander, some of the stuff you watched over the entire year, do you feel like you're at a place where Bobby deserves to be fired after 2 years?
Deserves being the operative term there, right? Yeah. No, I don't. I don't think he deserves to be fired. I think you, the first year was absolutely tremendous, given first year play caller, first year head coach, first year quarterback, and a bunch of guys that we didn't know at the time, but we're going to emerge with Bobby Slowik being the guy. And then this year, obviously, was a disappointment. It is interesting. You put those numbers out there, and if you just look at those numbers, you don't look at it and go, oh, that's a bad year. I mean, look, you got better in a run game. You can argue that it's closer to a winning brand of offensive football if you don't lead the league in passing.
The points are similar, game. But the yards and passing, yeah, that's a pretty big jump.
So I I would say no, man. I mean, I think was it a rough year? Yeah, could D'Amico justify moving on from Bobby Slowik if he wanted to? Absolutely. But deserve, I would say no. There's, as I've said multiple times, for me, man, there's a lot of things that need to change on this team for this offense to get where they need to go. And I think Bobby Slowik is down that list. Now, could you change and bring in a different coordinator in that court?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nader, the stars align and him capture lightning in a bottle with this group? Sure, absolutely. And we could look in hindsight and say it was Bobby. But as we look at it right now, I think there's several things that if you stick with Bobby, a third year for really, let's be honest, C.J. Stroud in the same system without having to change terminology, and you get the things around him, the O-line coach, the head coach holds some people accountable. Maybe you get that interior offensive line turned. You figure out who that second receiver is going to be. I think Bobby could put together another year like he did CJ's rookie year for sure.
Yeah, as I see some rolling in, Guy G, no more second half drought. I would move on from Bobby. Bobby needs to be fired here from the text line. Clint, I would understand if the Texans went into the direction and said, you know what? He's just not reaching CJ in particular.
Yep.
CJ's the most important thing in the organization. Right. And
God bless, brother.
Whatever it has, and I think there are a lot of circumstances that have led to it, but CJ took a step back. Right. There's no way in hell, fellas, that we would have walked in here this year, the start of this year, and said to ourselves, all right, when they're talking about the best young quarterbacks under 25, who wants them? That C.J. Stroud wouldn't even really be in the conversation with Jaden Daniels.